From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military for the first time has conducted two airstrikes against the Islamic State fighters in Somalia. Extremists have a growing presence in the country, long threatened by Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab. U.S. Africa Command said the two strikes killed several terrorists in northeastern Somalia. They were carried out in coordination with Somalia's government. IS-linked fighters who have split from the Somali-based Al-Shabaab in the past couple of years pose a growing threat, notably in a part of the country far from Al-Shabaab's stronghold in the south. Islamic State was removed from two major towns it held along the Iraqi-Syrian border following raids by forces on either side of the border near the Euphrates Valley. Jihadist group self-proclaimed Caliphate was in tatters after it lost its urban strongholds in Syria and Iraq, with simultaneous assaults in Syria and Iraq. On his way to Asia for 11 days, President Trump has stopped off in Hawaii, meeting there with the U.S. Pacific Command. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster says North Korea will top the agenda and explains why that country needs to be on the terrorist list.
A regime who murders someone in a public airport using nerve agent and a despotic leader who murders his brother in that manner, I mean, that's clearly an act of terrorism that fits in with a range of other actions. So this is something that's under consideration.
U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. This is VOA News. United Nations Refugee Agency calling on governments to grant basic rights of citizenship to millions of stateless, displaced people who suffer discrimination, execution, and persecution. UNHCR is making this plea on the third anniversary of its I Belong campaign to prevent, reduce, and eradicate statelessness. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports there are more than 3 million stateless people around the world, with about 75% of them belonging to minority groups. Carol Batchelor is the UNHCR's International Protection Division Director.
If you live in this world without a nationality, you are without an identity, you're without documentation, you're without the rights and entitlements that come, that we take for granted, even just being able to gather here today, having a job, having education, knowing that your child belongs somewhere.
Thousands of stateless people have been granted citizenship in places such as Thailand, Central Asia, Russia, Kenya, and West Africa. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A nutritional assessment by the UN Children's Fund finds life-threatening malnutrition rates soaring among the children of Rohingya refugees who have fled Bangladesh to escape violence from Myanmar. About 7.5% of Rohingya refugee children suffer from severe acute malnutrition. UNICEF says it has at least two times higher than that's seen on children earlier in the year. Some top Republicans in the U.S. Senate say President Trump agrees action on the young immigrants known as Dreamers should not be part of a spending bill, as some lawmakers have proposed. Dozens of Dreamers were at the U.S. Capitol pushing for bipartisan legislation to protect individuals who were protected from deportation under the so-called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Maria Prelli came to the U.S. when she was 5.
Me and the people behind me and the almost 800,000 Dreamers have a very uncertain future. We have passed a background check, got our fingerprints printed, given all of our information over to the government. And we have heard the statements from DHS saying that the 11 million are now a priority from deportation. And everyone behind me fears not only what it means for us, but what it means for our families.
President Trump announced in September he was ending the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which protects 800,000 illegal immigrants who arrived in the U.S. as children. Mr. Trump putting off that action now until he says Congress can come up with a solution. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.